Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. Let me tell you a little bit about our ministry tonight, a little bit more than I normally talk about. It's encouraging widows through their grieving process. The next chapter Widows Ministry assists widows during the first 3 years of their husband's loss. The next chapter offers many support sessions in the metro Atlanta. Weekly blog, talk, radio show, phone calls, cards, gifts, special events, and annual giveaways. Our mission is to exemplify love to widows as the Bible commands in 1 Timothy 5:3, which is our scripture, honor widows that are widows indeed. Widows know no specific face. The loss can be expected or unexpected. It could be after decades of marriage or within months of the wedding date. There can be financial gain or financial distress. So many questions and few answers. Grief is manifested in many stages. Professional counseling is recommended regardless of your circumstances during your bereavement process. There are many emotions that will need to be managed. The next chapter can help you when you are ready to move to that next chapter of your life. God has a plan for you, just like it says in Jeremiah 29:11. Who understands, who cares, but the next chapter does. I hope that you all had a wonderful week. If not, I hope that the message that I have for you tonight will help you to have a better week. We're going to talk tonight about bad and good grief. And in talking about those two topics, I also want to talk about a good cry. But first, let's talk about bad grief. Grief is a process. A process is a series of action and gradually changes that one process through. The grieving process involves moving forward, going from one emotion, one level, one day to the next. There is such a thing as good grief. It involves identifying the loss, recognizing the grieving process, accepting that life will never be the same, and continuing forward on the journey. There is also bad grief. Continuing thinking about the person who died and refusing to let go of him or her. Let me give you an example of bad grief. Here's a woman whose husband has been dead for 15 years, and she will not touch his study, but leaves it exactly as he left it, fearing that if she were to touch it or sell the books, it will be a sign of dishonor and disrespect. Here's another example of a bad grief. A woman convinced her husband to go to a concert that he didn't want to go to. So they went to the concert, but he was killed in the car accident. 14 years later, she goes to the grave every single morning, moaning the fact that she convinced her husband to go to the concert that he did not want to go to. That grief is not of God. That is bad grief. But it is important for us to move on. It is hard for us to do that when we have been with our loved one for so long, someone that you had personal talk with. You were able to sleep next to every night when you go to bed. You went to movies, went to dinners, went to get together where there are other couples. All of those things. But God did not promise us that we both would live forever. And one must go before, sometimes it goes before the other. And at times, things have happened where both have left here at the same time. But God put things and people in your presence to help you to get through those losses. Just like losing a mother, a son, our father, whatever. He helps us to get through those processes. There's nothing different than losing a husband. It means more to us because we have lived with that person for so many years. Many of you out there have spent many years, 20, 30, 40, 50 plus or more years with your spouse. So it's very difficult to lose someone that you've been with all these years. I wish I had the pleasure of having that, because mine was very short. I was only married to my husband for 6 years. And something happened the other day. I think it was yesterday. Someone asked me how long was I was married to my husband. I didn't answer right away. And I'm going to be honest with you. The reason why I didn't answer right away, because I don't like answering it. And the reason why, because I started thinking that 6 years was not long at all. At the time when my husband passed away, I thought I was cheated. And I guess in the back of my mind, I still feel cheated, because when that person asked me how long I was married, and I said I didn't want to answer it because it was only 6 years. I said it just like that. So it was more or less I still had an attitude, even though it's been 25 years. I'm never remarried. But that's a long story. But I've always felt cheated. I still love God. I still don't, I'm not angry with him anymore or anything. But that number, I don't like that number because the number is so low. And I've spoken to so many widows, and all of you have been with your husband 30, 40, 50 plus years. But I've gotten through it. I've gotten through the grieving process, but for some reason I can't get over that 6 years. I don't like the talking about the 6 years because I wish it was 30. I wish it was 40. And I guess I would feel better about it because I had time to spend to do different things with him. I didn't have it. But I'm not angry with God. I still love him. It's just that for some reason it sticks with me. Just like there's something that sticks with you about your husband. And some of you out there have just lost a spouse. And I'm sure you are, I'm going to give you some things about, talk about a good cry. Because a good cry is healthy. It's also, it's not a serious in the bad grief, but I consider it to be bad because sometimes it can be good and it can be bad. And I'm going to tell you the difference. A good cry. I want to ask you a question. Are you still crying out there? But guess what? It's okay. Keep on crying until the tears dries up. Sometimes a good boo-boo cry makes you feel better. Sooner than later. I'm going to tell you a story about this lady who lost her husband, and she said she lost her husband just about 3 weeks ago, and she seems to do, all she does is to cry. It's okay. It's okay. If you find, and sometimes people find it embarrassing or difficult to cry, but it's okay. Find ways to cry, and you quickly discover how smoothing and healing your tears can be. It's good to have a good cry because it's helpful. Cry two times, two good cries, or three good cries, four, or 20, or 30, or even better. The more you cry, the more you're releasing those feelings. It becomes a good grief because you're releasing it. It's a bad grief when you keep it in. When you are afraid to cry, you think that you're crying too much, so you hold it in. It becomes, then it affects your health. So don't let that happen. Just keep crying. Get it all out. I used to go up 285, cried up 285, and cried to back down 285 when I came from work, back and forth. So a good cry. So don't let hold those things in because it becomes a bad grief also because you are holding it in and not releasing it, and it will affect your health. Let's talk about good grief. And this is an abbreviated version because we have, the show is only for 30 minutes. But let's talk about good grief. Good grief is accepting the fact that your loved one has died, accepting the sorrow and pain, and knowing that there is more to come. Good grief is getting through the days, the months, and eventually through the years. Here's an example of something that happened to a young lady. there was a young lady who saw, was seeing this counselor, and she was madly in love with her husband, and he died unexpectedly. She was contemplating suicide. She said, "I simply can't live without him. I want to die. I want to be with him. That's all that I care about." So he explained that she needed to get through the first, to try to get through the first year. And she would promise him that she would try to get through the first year. And he said that, "I promise you that you will see the sun shine again." So as they continued to, she continued to see this counselor. Several months went by. And one day she said, "You know, the sun is beginning to shine. I have now discovered I can make it without him." And she's on her way to the grieving process and getting through this time in her life. Grief takes time, but you will find it that it will get better, and you will recognize that it is a period of transition to a brand new kind of life for you. And I know you don't want to hear this. If it's new, I don't want a new life. I want it just the way it was before. But you must move on. Your life never will be the same again, but you'll get through the grief. The grieving process is a transition in your new life. No, we don't want a new life without our husband, but God did not promise for us to be on this earth forever, and sometimes we don't go together. So we must learn how to go forward, believing in God, asking him for the strength that we need to go forward. Ruth chapter 4:15 says, "He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age." Yes, he will never leave you or forsake you. He will get you through this. He will give you resources. He will put people in your life. There's so many things that he will do to take care of you. Just like it says in the scripture, honor widows that are widows indeed. Find your way from bad grief to good grief. It might be hard, but you can get there believing in God, asking him and praying for his strength and comfort to get you through it. All these different things that you've heard, I talked about different people. Yes, went from the bad grief to the good grief. But you can get through it. I have been ministering to widows for the last 13 years. This is the 13th year in September. I've heard many of them, and I think it's probably been over 100 or more widows throughout this time. And each person did not believe that they were going to be able to get through this process. But I'm sure they can look back now and see where they were back then when their spouse died. That they can see how God has got them through. They still feel something when certain dates, when his birthday, when the anniversary, when the holiday comes, yes, you're going to feel those memories. You're going to remember those memories. It's okay. Just reminisce and move on. But God is able. He is your strength and your comfort that you need to focus on. And let people help you. There's so many people, family members, and friends that wants to help you. Let them help you. They want to be there for you. And I know sometimes we don't want no one around. but we must accept the help that God is sending us. He's the one that's sending those people to you to help you through, help you walk through it one day at a time. So try to get from the bad grief to the good grief. And if it takes a good boo-boo cry, go ahead and do it. And don't be ashamed, because weeping is perhaps the most human and most universal of all relief measures. You know, you've cried. Even watching a movie, you've cried. But you feel better. Same thing. Just go ahead and cry. Let it all out. It's nothing like having a good cry, and I've had many of those and still do. I'm very sensitive when it comes to certain things. But this is how you're going to get through those moments. Letting people help you, believing in God, trusting Him that He's going to get you through one day at a time. And I know some of you out there have been, your husband have been gone for 10 or more years. But you go back to those moments of memories, good memories about him and you doing different things. But I'm sure you can look back and see those tears have dried up. You used to cry continuously for days and days, months and months and years. But now you can actually think about it and don't cry about it. The tears have dried up. And one day when I came down 285, I started thinking about him, the tears, there was no more tears. I think I have dried up every water in my body. I felt that way because that's how much I cried. But one day I was able to think about him and there was no more tears. And it's going to get that way with you. So just try to be a little patient. It's okay. All those feelings is hard. Don't like doing things by myself. I hate to have to change the light bulb. I didn't have to do none of those things when my husband was alive. But the first time I got up there in my kitchen, I cried the whole time I was changing that light bulb. But now I can get up there and put that light bulb up. I don't even think about my Al. I still love him, but I don't think about him anymore as far as putting up that light bulb. I do things by myself now. In time, you'll get there. And most of you that your spouse has been gone for a while, I'm sure you feel the same way. You can do those things without crying anymore. So the new widows out there, just knowing that in time, it takes time is the element to get through this grieving process. And we don't know, you don't know what time, how many years, how many months, or whatever it's going to take you to get through this period. But just knowing that God is walking with you every step of the way, one day at a time. And that is my message for tonight. Just knowing that you can get through it. And if you feel like crying, cry until you can't cry anymore, until the tears dries up. But I do have some announcements. Our first meeting for after the summer is August 20th. That's a Saturday, of course. It's going to be at my home. I will prepare a continental breakfast. So please come, August the 20th from 9 to 11 a.m. There are lots of things that we need to talk about. We are having our anniversary on the cruise ship. We are going on a cruise. September 17th through the 22nd. I can't wait. Seems like it's taking forever. I need a vacation, and I'm sure you feel the same way too. But everybody's not going, but many of our widows are. And we're going to have an anniversary on the cruise instead of having it here in Georgia because it's so close to the date. So I'm looking forward to that as well. The other thing is, starting in October, God has given me a curriculum to write, and hopefully I will have that curriculum ready. And he wants me to start facilitating 6 weeks of series of journeying through grief, the grief process, a class that helps you right after you've lost your husband, maybe a month or so after, when you need that support. Also, this class will also give you, we will also have our president, Sheila Coley, to help us. She has, she's a financial planner. And she'll be able to help you with things that you need to know or need help with, taxes or whatever, when you recently lose your husband. And also I'll be teaching, facilitating the series, 6 week series of journeying through grief. It's going to be once every week, once a week, and details to be determined. I am not sure what day of the week or what it is, but all details will be, I will have that information by the end of September. And I have a classroom in my home, so I'll be teaching it here, and it'll be once a week, and like I say, I'll give you more details later. But this is something that God has put on my heart, and it's something that is needed, because you need someone to hold your hand to get through those things. Let you know that how you're feeling, what you're going through is okay. And if there's any type of assistance that you might need as far as helping with different things, just like Sheila, our president, is a financial planner. There's assistant. We know about different places that have assistance if you are in a financial situation. So there's lots of information that we will have beginning in October, which is going to be included in this series of classes. And we're also going to have a surprise for you later on, but I don't want to talk about it now. I'll be able to talk about it at the end of September. And it's some good information, so just knowing that if you are struggling through this process of grief, there is a class that I will begin in October. And in that class, we will talk about the stages of grief, which is very important to know the stages of grief. So when you get through those different points in your, during that time, you'll understand it. And really, the stages of grief is where it's like a U. You go up and down. And the thing to it, you can start at one place, but you can go right back to that level again. You can get up on the hill, like going up for the U. You can fall right back down. But it's okay. It's important that you get back up. So that is all I have for tonight. Just knowing that it is okay to cry. It is okay to feel all those things that those women I talked about. It is okay. But the importance is not to stay in that darkness. It's so important that you trust God, read His Word and His Scripture to get you forward. And it's knowing that you're going to get through this. The next chapters will be here to help you, your family, your church, or whoever. Just knowing that God is sending you people, resources to get you through that process. He will continue to honor widows that are widows indeed. He promises us. He said that he will take care of his widows and his their orphans. So just knowing that God loves you, and the next chapter does too. Have a blessed week, and tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week. And go ahead and have a good cry. Good night.
blessed, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing me.